At first, he thought it was a light coming from a house at the end of a field. But then he noticed the light was moving. As he drove nearer to the light, he started to make out the outline of a body under the light, walking towards the road, as if the light was the head. Nick watched this thing walk through a barbed wire fence and stop on the side of the road that he was driving towards. By his own words, Nick was scared and fumbled around for his phone. As he drove nearer to this mysterious moving entity, Nick managed to take this photograph. Now, it's not that clear because it was nighttime and the car was moving, but on the right-hand side of the photo is a black shadow figure moving through the tall grass, and where its head should be, you can see a white light, which, according to Nick, was vastly more brighter at the time the photo was taken. As Nick passed this thing, he suddenly felt really weird, as though something was in the back seat behind him. He told me that he got goosebumps and felt cold air behind him on his neck, but he was too scared to look in the car mirror until he got home into the city where there were more people and more lights. The locked off camera catches a door closing on its own. Now, Nick is the only person in the house at the time of the recording, so when he hears a loud bang, he runs to check it out.
Some noise coming from in there. Oh, hell fucking no. Fuck. Dude.